Yeah. Pride Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Live from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. This is episode 108 of the program, live in studio, March 15th, 2024. Welcome back. That's that. Pretty good. I cut it short. I don't know about the timings of all this. I seem to have overestimated how many songs I was going to be able to play. Start off with Big City from Liquid Times. It was Vicious. Then it was Dardo from Tolting. Great record. I don't know. I can't pronounce the name of that song. There's Printhead. There's lots of Brandon Saucier on here tonight. There just is. I think there's like a four-pack coming up pretty early on in the big set tonight. That was Printhead. That was Zombie. That was off of... Shoot. I'm trying to remember what record that was off of. That was off of I Don't Know What I'm Doing. I love that. I love that EP. Then I got to refresh here. I don't know what the seventh song was. Oh, Vernon the Spaceman. Beautiful. Vernon the Spaceman, great songwriter, bedroom pop guy. Maybe that can segue into my James Blake stuff. Because that guy doesn't make money off music either. Well, maybe James Blake does, but I got to get my thoughts together on the James Blake stuff. A lot of expletives. I was just going over the article right now. At least one of the articles written about his rant. I guess people aren't getting paid from TikTok when people put their songs in videos and they go viral. And they just put it down as original content. Nobody wants to, like, the creators themselves don't want to pay royalties, and TikTok and other folks like that are turning a blind eye to it. So, maybe that makes sense. You should probably get paid for that. I got no opinions. Then it was iDress from Full Time Lover. That was Faith in Love. Then it was Deerhoof. Breakup song, 0 seconds pause, Young Galaxy with Body, Sneaks with Look Like That from It's a Myth, great record, and then Cobra Man, standalone single, powered up, finished up set. Sneaks was one of a lot of songs. My iOS is updated on my phone, and I have to figure out on my phone what songs I haven't played before a second time when I'm making these episodes, and there's something has changed on there. It's made it a lot easier, and for this episode I was able to uncover like a bunch of songs that I could have sworn I would have played twice by now, like the Omni one, second song off the top tonight. Great song there. Oh, James Blake, what can you say about that? What can you say about people that are career musicians who aspire to be pop stars, you know? What can you say about people like that? I mean, some people do make it and some people don't. It's always been that way. Like, for commercial labels, like, 1 in 20 bands makes a lot of money for them. 2 bands break even, and the other 17 lose money. Like, most artists don't make money. And I'm trying to get this point together, but, like, yeah, not everybody is going to succeed. I guess that... like, I don't know, it's even harder than ever, I suppose. He was also mentioning that because it's the deals are structured differently, because you don't get that much from streaming and album sales are low. And now, you know, you got to give up some of your touring and some of your t-shirts as well, these 360 deals that people have. But this show isn't really about the industry, and music doesn't really come from the industry that we listen to on the station and a lot of people listen to, and good music that makes it to industry often doesn't come from industry. And his assertion, this is what bothered me the most, was that you're not going to have good music if people aren't going to pay for it. And you may not have certain types of good music. Like, I don't know James Blake. Like, I've probably heard his music before. I haven't played him on here. So there. But, that type of music, like, it's not people doing it for love. It's people doing it to become famous. It's people doing it as a career. And I think the way things have shifted, I think it needs to be recognized that nowadays people do music for love, and there's tons of it, and people are able to make music cheaply. This is back to an old thesis of mine. People these days, anybody can learn very easily how to make music cheaply. Like, it's easy to get equipment. It's easy, just as long as you have a laptop computer with a sequencer and free software, you can pretty much make music at this point. And you can learn techniques and stuff just by going looking at YouTube videos, stuff like that. Like, there's no gatekeeping anymore. Like, these are the things that got smashed down by punk music and by grunge. Like, good bands they're not made by record labels. They never are. They're real people making real music. And, you know, it's nice when those bands are on record labels and get lots of exposure. But for the most part, it's better just to stick with, you know, finding bands that do it for love. And I think a lot of the bands on here do that. I think most of the bands I do, you know, just aren't part of that industry. And I think, like a lot of other legacy media industries, they're getting destroyed by the internet. They're getting destroyed by social media companies that are, you know, gleaning a lot of their profits from them. How they're going to close that loophole, I have no idea. I don't know how James Blake is going to get paid. I don't know. So that's a bit of a problem if you're a fan of his music, because he thinks it's worth something. But there's a lot of people making music that are just doing it for love. They don't care if it's worth something or not. It's something they have to do. They're compelled to do it, I think. Maybe I shouldn't be speaking for other people. That's my rant. It could have been better, but, you know, who cares? You know, it's just the way it is now. And adapt or die, right? So I'm going to play more music. God, that was harsh. Again, opinions, just shouldn't have them, man. I don't know why. So I'm going to play more music. Welcome to the show. Of course, this is the Home of Burnaby Rock Show. I don't know about traffic and weather. I got to get back to doing homework for work. So I'm going to play more music. Let's see what I got up next.
Deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer.